Brad, who used to own snakes.
I like snakes. I'm not scared of snakes.
We'd like to hear some snake stories this morning. For tickets for, you can go in the running for a white snake opening for the Scorpions at the Tacoma Dome in
October.
And
it's the white snake finale.
Robert has, you say Robert's got a good snake story, huh?
You were out in Winthrop, Robert, camping?
Yeah.
And how'd it go? What did you encounter? And in what manner?
Well, my best friend and I, who was my neighbor at the time, we went camping with a bunch of our neighbors and my family and his family. And so Saturday, we woke up and we're like, we need some, you know, wood for the campfire. So me and him got in his Trailblazer and went about 13 miles up the mountain and then ended up having to turn around because there was a gate in the way. Well, on our way back down, we heard this, you know, weird sound, and we're looking like, what is that noise? And then I just happened to be looking out my window, which was down, and I saw the snake. I'm like, you know, back up, back up. And we did, and, you know, found, you know, the snake, and it was, you know, rattling and striking and all that, you know. So
hold on. I've never been around a rattlesnake. You can hear a rattlesnake in the sound of your car, your vehicle,
yeah.
And you can hear it outside of there.
Well, we were only going like maybe 5 miles an hour because we're on a mountain road.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the windows were down, so, you know, we could hear it easily.
Huh.
And it's a good sized snake. It said in your email 4.5 feet long.
Yeah, it was about 4.5 feet long.
You know, because, again, I've never experienced them. When you see them on the movies and TV, they are really loud, and you wonder, why do they make them that loud just for the movies and the TV? Or are they really, is the rattle really that loud?
Oh, it's noticeable.
Okay. Okay, so then what happens?
Well, it looked like it wasn't right, because we were, you know, a good 10 feet away from it. And it was still trying to strike and stuff. So my buddy ended up shooting it, putting it down. And then, you know, we removed the head, put it in a plastic garbage bag, like the ones you get from the grocery store. And then we put it in the back of the Trailblazer with the firewood.
Yeah.
Well, we get back down to camp, which is about 12, 13 miles. And then, you know, we were like, hey, we got a rattlesnake. So we open up the back of the Trailblazer. We find the bag, but the snake wasn't in there.
You decapitate a rattlesnake, and it's gone. It escapes the bag.
It's slithering in and out of the firewood in the back of the Trailblazer.
Wow. So again, what
with
part?
The rattle.
With the rattle? So the.
Yeah, it's still, you know, shaking.
Wow. Okay, so the head, where did you have the head again? Where did you put the head? In a bag?
Well, No. The head wasn't there. We left the head on the side of the road. You know,
for somebody else to enjoy.
Wow. Okay, so you leave the head behind, and the rest of the body is in your wood pile, in your vehicle, and it's alive, moving around miles down the road. It's still slithering around with the rattle.
The headless rattler.
Yes.
Wow. And how long did it take for it to like die and to not do that anymore?
Quite a while.
Like days or another couple hours?
Well, it was still rattling the next morning.
What?
Yeah. Like all nerves or something?
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was the nerves.
That is awesome, man. Wow. Okay. That's great. I don't know. I guess I would have, I might have kept the head as a souvenir.
Hood ornament.
Yeah, something
like
something
that. Something to hang from your rearview mirror.
Did you hang on to the rattle? Do you have the rattle?
My buddy does.
I would have kept that, too.
That's a story. That's great. All right, Robert, we got you in the running for White Snake.
Let's go camping again.
White Snake and the Scorpions. Yeah. Good stuff. All right, have a good day at NAS Whidbey, and thank you for listening, Robert.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay, Charlene. Brad, you ready for Charlene's?
Tell us.
Here we go.
Yeah, we were going in Wenatchee, and we were going to fish at White River, And I was 16 and with my mom, my dad, and my brother. And it started to, like, rain. Frogs and snakes were dropping on the car and on the road. And we stopped and it waited, and it stopped. And then we went about our day. We went fishing. We came back. And then it was actually on the news. It was a water spout that had passed through, like, a bog or something. It picked up all the, wow, like, it picked up snakes and frogs. And then when it reached land, it dissipated and dropped them.
Wow. It's all right. Raining.
It was
snakes.
Really weird.
I would have thought, maybe this is something biblical. Yeah. I need to go now.
Got
to
get my house in order.
I need to get underground or something.
Right. We had to stop and because they were all over the road, and we didn't want to drive over them. So after that, we got out of the car, and we were shooing them off the road and pushing them around so we could drive through.
Man. All right. That's crazy. Good stuff there.